What is the logic behind the concept of God? And can we actually validate the existence of God? I'll talk about this today. As science and technology has gained more and more prominence in the recent decades and in the last century, more and more people are relying on science to explain the nature of reality and to understand the nature of this universe. And it's a good thing for people to come out of dogmatic beliefs and to accept concepts based on evidence and intellectual analysis and understanding. But this doesn't mean we should ignore our ancient teachings, ancient scriptures, and ancient philosophies. What we may not realize is that they point towards something fundamental, something science has not yet grasped. So, what is the logic behind the concept of God? Now, no matter what scientific theory you look at about the nature of universe and about the creation of the universe, science always says that this universe had a beginning. The Big Bang theory also suggests that this universe at some point in time had a beginning. And before that point, there was no universe as such. This is what science is telling. And of course, it makes sense. Now, what philosophy tells us generally and what different religions tell us is that if this universe in all its magnificence, so vast and so beautiful, if this has come about in this way, there must be someone or something behind it. There must be some intelligence which was the reason for the creation of the universe. Now, let us look at it purely logically. Let's keep our belief systems aside. Let's keep our emotions aside and just look at this logically. Some of the scientists are saying this universe came from nothing. Now, this doesn't make any sense at any level. And this is not mathematically shown. It is just a theory that some scientists have. What they are calling nothing is what we should look at. If we look at it carefully, I think we will come to an understanding that science and religion and philosophy are pointing towards the same truth in different ways. What science is calling nothing, the ancient Upanishads and the ancient scriptures call God. Now, how can God be nothing? We have to go a little deep here. First of all, it is illogical that something can come from nothing. The better way to put this will be, this universe, the way it is right now, has come from something which is very subtle, which is non-material, which is beyond time-space causation, and which is far beyond the comprehension of human mind. And because it is of a different dimension, and because it is extremely subtle and beyond the grasp of human mind and intellect, from the perspective of the human mind, it seems like the universe has come from nothing. Because the way our mind is, it has some fundamental boundaries to it. It has some fundamental limitations to it. And Swami Vivekananda described these limitations as time, space, and causation. So our mind can theoretically never go beyond time. It can never understand something which is beyond space, and it can never understand something coming to being without a cause. So this is a boundary of human mind and human intellect. So when we are trying to come up with a theory or an explanation about the creation of the universe and how it happened, we are almost going to that boundary and we are trying to reach beyond it. That is why from our perspective, it feels like this universe came from nothing. It just emerged. But that nothing is not a thing, of course. It is not something which is physical, because if it was physical, then we would have some comprehension about it. It is non-physical and it is subtle and it is beyond time, space, and causation, and it is beyond the reach of the intellect. That is why it feels like this universe came from nothing to the scientists and to the scientific community. But what we will soon realize as a society is that space-time reality as we know it is not fundamental. More and more scientists are speaking about this. And when this goes away, we will start searching for something which can be a fundamental reality for this existence. And the ancient Upanishads said, this fundamental reality based on which the universe is consciousness. Consciousness is the fundamental reality of the universe. And the Upanishads also say that this pure consciousness is Brahman, or it is God. So this is that subtle, pure intelligence which is the source of creation. And from this subtle, non-material intelligence, which is of a different dimension, this universe emerged the way it is right now. And because our mind cannot comprehend it, and our mind cannot grasp that subtle intelligence of a different dimension, scientists say this universe came from nothing. But in fact, universe came from something, but it is something which is very subtle and beyond human mind. And this is God. And this God is nothing but pure consciousness. And this God is the power behind our consciousness and our awareness. And Advaita Vedanta also says that your own existence is the validation for the existence of God, because the very fact that you are aware and conscious and you are having conscious experience indicates the existence of consciousness. And this consciousness, if you examine it, the nature of it is such that it is infinite, it is eternal, it is all-pervading, and it is absolute. And this consciousness itself is God, because it is infinite and limitless, and it is fundamental for this universe to exist. So this is how we need to look at the concept of God, and this is how we need to understand God. Not just based on blind faith, but also based on basic logic that something cannot come from nothing. For a tree to come, a seed has to be there. For the universe to come, the subtle intelligence, which is the source of creation, has to be there. And this subtle, pure intelligence is pure consciousness, which is God. I hope you found this valuable, and if you want to explore this approach of understanding God more in depth, you can check out my book Decoding God on Amazon. Thank you, and I'll see you on the next one.